Mr. Spock, have you gone mad?
Mad indeed, Captain. Have we all?
I don't know what you two are up to, but statements have been made in this room which could be regarded as an act of war.
That's because you're so full of hot air that...
Captain, before further damage is done to the conference, I suggest everyone keep quiet. Everyone except this person. I didn't recognize him until he tried to slip out. Why don't you relax, Mr. Quince, and tell us how you've managed to sabotage this gathering.
Sabotage?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Mr. Spock. Be assured I will report this to... What did you call me? My name is Spratt.
Quince. Coriolanus Quince.
I've heard that name before. Somewhere.
What does this mean, Captain Kirk? Who is this person?
Coriolanus Quince. Mr. Spock, the same Coriolanus Quince who promised to double the grain output of Demosthenes IV and ended up turning the entire crop into gas-producing weeds that made everyone who got near them giggle uncontrollably? The same Coriolanus Quince who planned to quadruple the water supply of the desert world of Quetar and ended up changing the entire existing supply into jello? The same Coriolanus Quince who...
The same, Captain. The same.
Captain Kirk, would you please explain what's going on here? I know how lazy and incompetent you are, but that is...
It's all right, Bendis. None of us may be responsible for what he's saying. This imposter here is responsible for nearly destroying at least 3 Federation colonies in the past 10 years, not to mention numerous other unmentionable acts of destruction.
I have simply tried to exercise my talents to make the galaxy safe for the quiet, the peace-loving, the meek.
Especially for Coriolanus Quince.
Kirk, please.
Mr. Quince is a well-known, notoriously known, one might say, inventor of undeniable genius and distorted motives. Or rather, undeniable motives and distorted genius. His intentions are good. His results usually devastating.
Oh, well, a little bug here, a little bug there. I've had some bad luck, I'm afraid.
Bad luck? Do you call turning the entire water supply of a world into pink gelatin bad luck?
There was a polymerization factor involved that could not be foreseen.
You have a brilliant mind, Prince. Your trouble is that between imagination and execution, something gets lost.
But not this time, Mr. Spock. The drug has proven itself completely successful. Witness the course your conversations have taken. Drug? What drug? Kirk, if this person has poisoned us...
What did you do, Quince?
I spiked that ceremonial bottle of wine you all found so tasteful, gentlemen, with my clear potion.
Clear potion?
Anyone who ingests it is forced from then on to tell nothing but the absolute truth. By the Imperial Charter, what a fiendish idea!
Kirk, do you realize that if the secret of this drug is made widely known, modern diplomacy as we know it will be rendered impossible? Indeed, governments will collapse.
While I don't think the effect on the Empire and the hegemony would be all bad, I agree there are dangers.
Obviously, this conference can't possibly proceed to a satisfactory conclusion. I move we adjourn to a future date. I now call a new conference together. Subject? The time and method of execution of a human known as Coriolanus Quince for crimes against civilization.
Look into Romulus. There can only be one just end for the perpetrator of such a horrible plot.
I disagree. As first to suffer damage, the Empire claims the right. Besides, we can make his passing last longer.
Really, gentlemen, I didn't think... What harm can a little truth do?
What harm can a little truth do? You were right, Kirk. This person is criminally naive. A little truth. It could bring down all business, all governments, destroy the civilized galaxy.
Those aren't the things that worry me, Quince. It's the little things. So many personal relationships require, oh, not really lies, but tiny evasions, little subterfuges. You understand?
Yes, I understand.
Which would you rather have, Quince? Peace and little lies, or truth and constant war?
You've got it all backwards, all of you. It's not like that at all.
No? Try some of your own potion and then tell me again.
I'm not thirsty. Give him to me, Kirk, and we'll finish him and his invention once and for all.
No, Romulus claims the right.
I don't wish to have to disappoint you, gentlemen, but Federation law states that as a Federation citizen, Quince must be tried by his own people.
I really can't protest, Kirk. You're absolutely right. I mean, the Greenwich.
You mean despite the Federation's laxity in such matters, you're not going to let us have him, even though it wouldn't be legal and proper?
You see, gentlemen, the potion does have its little uses.
Bah! I now declare this conference indefinitely postponed. Envoy Vendiz, Captain Kirk, I bid you both a miserable afternoon.
We didn't expect you back so soon, Cap. Who's that with you?
His name is Quince, Mr. Scott. And if he tells you he can triple our speed, don't let him anywhere near the engine.
Captain, I beg of you, let me spread truth throughout the galaxy.
Sorry, Quince. Not at the expense of hundreds of millions of misunderstanding lives. It's a beautiful dream, but sometimes dreams and reality don't coincide. Mr. Sulu. I'll resume command now. Lieutenant Uhura, contact sick bay. Dr. McCoy, to the bridge.
Won't be necessary, Jim. I started up as soon as I heard you were beaming back. What happened?
Tell you later, Bones. What do you know about advanced truth serums?
A little. Why?
Dr. McCoy does not have the experience necessary to discover an anti-serum anyway, Captain.
Never mind, Bones. It seems we won't be needing you after all.
Nothing personal, Doctor. I know you could do it, but I was able to say otherwise. It appears, Captain, that the effect of the drug is only temporary.
I knew those protein chains couldn't be that stable.
What is this, some kind of a game? I've got work to do, Jim.
Sorry, Bones, it was no game. Speaking of instability, we still have the question of what to do with Mr. Quince.
I've been considering that very problem, Captain. I'm afraid we're going to have to let him go.
What?
We can prohibit him from manufacturing his clear potion. But no one was injured by it, and there seemed to be no harmful after effects. Therefore, he has committed no crime.
What about ruining the conference?
We cannot prove that the conference collapsed solely because of his potion.
I see. All right, Quince, you heard Mr. Spock. You're getting off lightly this time. But I'm warning you personally, and you better know I'm telling the truth, that if you show your face anywhere in my patrol sector, I'll serve you up to Koft and Vendiz. Mr. Sulu, escort our guest to the brig. We'll release him at our next planetfall.
Come along, Mr. Quince. You'll hear from me again, Captain. I'll be back. The galaxy hasn't heard the last of Coriolanus Quince. I'm going to save it in spite of itself. I'm going to...
What do you think, Mr. Spock? Have we seen the last of that pest?
No, Captain. I'm very much afraid that he was telling the truth.